This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. It's cold out there, folks, and it's going to stay that way for a bit. City and county schools delayed classes for 2 hours this morning due to the frigid temperatures. Wind chills will likely be around 15 to 20 degrees tonight, and we could be seeing temperatures in the around 20 tomorrow morning as well. We could see a little bit of ice and snow mixture during the overnight hours on Friday, but it's nothing to worry about. See Christopher Cawley's exclusive local weather updates on the CCN webpage. Make sure you bundle up, keep a light in that pump house, take care of your pets outside. A fundraiser plate sale will be held for the family of Misty Cribb on January 25th from 11 until 2 at Murph's Pond in Whiteville and Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakina. Tickets are $10 and they're available in a number of area locations, including the CCN office. See the story online for more or call 910-625-0952 for tickets. Misty was an account executive at ColumbusCountyNews.com and Jones Media. She was also a dear friend. Our offices were closed today, so staff and friends could attend her funeral. Christopher Edwards has been arrested on multiple felonies after a 120-mile-per-hour chase that left a deputy's car damaged. Edwards fled the scene of a shots fired call along Carolina Road near Tabor City, according to the sheriff's office. Firearms and narcotics were later confiscated from his home. Look for much more on this story on our website. Commercial and backyard poultry farmers are being advised to monitor their flocks after a laying operation in Hyde County tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza. This was the first confirmed case of HPAI since February of 2024. Now, that flock has been destroyed. While this variant is of low risk to humans, the Department of Agriculture said it is highly contagious to domestic and wild birds. The warming station is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church, 506 North Lee Street in Whiteville, and they need some help. Volunteers are desperately needed from area churches and civic groups to help with everything from check-ins to serving meals. Pastor Daisy Brooks said hours have been extended due to the extreme cold today and tomorrow. Call 910-918-4531 if you can help out. The Sheriff's Office is collecting camp stove-sized LP bottles, those little one-pounders, for shipment to Western North Carolina. The deadline is January 12th. Can drop off the donations at the Sheriff's Office on Washington Street in Whiteville. Southeastern Genealogical Society will meet Saturday at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church. The speaker will be Henry Mintz. He'll be talking about Columbus County in the 19th century. The meeting starts at 2 p.m. Members often arrive early to share family history. Everyone is welcome. Handyman Hal will be at Engage Life Church this Sunday at 10 a.m. for Kids' Appreciation Service. There will be prize drawings for all the children who attend. Engage Life is located at 386 Thompson Town Road, Whiteville. Make Heaven Crowded Ministries is going to host a ladies' Bible study Saturday at Candlewood Farms Coffee and Bakery. That's 721 South Madison Street, downtown Whiteville. There'll be a Bible study, food, coffee, and fellowship from 9 until 10 a.m. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.